And good morning. This is Betsy Barnes here with Shard Richard, sitting in for Brian Haldane. So I'm really excited to introduce you to this guest, another great friend of mine, who is doing some amazing things, leading by example. And that's the theme I chose today. Are you stepping up? Are you leading by example? I'd like to introduce you to Lisa McKenzie. She's the founder of Unite Events, Y-O-U-N-I-G-H-T, empowerment events for women who have survived cancer. Extraordinary, extraordinary person. How you doing this morning, Lisa?
Hi, Betsy. Good morning. How are you?
I am so good. I'm always glad to hear your voice, and I'm so glad that you can meet my friend Shard Richard. Shard, can you hear?
I can hear great.
Oh, great.
Welcome,
okay,
Lisa.
Yes.
Hi, thank you. Glad to meet you.
So I can't wait to introduce the two of you in person also. So, Lisa, yeah. I just felt that there's no way I was going to do this show this morning and not include you because
you have
led by example. Lisa and I met a year ago, October 1st, when she broke the Guinness Book of World Records for the most number of models ever in a fashion show worldwide, honoring the women and the people who are impacted by 19 different types of cancer in New Orleans. It was a phenomenal event. And I think that we are sisters from another mistress. We really did click in so many ways, but I wanted you to share what Unite does. And I believe that these programs that you've created, especially the Healing Arts programs, are going to be expanding very quickly, not just in Louisiana, but you already are expanding across the country. So would you share with everyone a little bit about this? Because I bet everybody knows someone that could benefit from what you're leading in.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say, Betsy, you were one of the numbers counted in that world record. You were on that stage that night because you are a cancer survivor and you were there honoring your mom also.
Yes.
So I just thank you for being there. It was a special night.
Thank you.
Unite was established 10 years ago. This is our 10-year anniversary. We created a sisterhood of support for women who have been diagnosed with cancer. Some of them may be battling still, and some may be NED. But the emotional impact that cancer has on anybody, and particularly ladies who, especially if you're a breast cancer and your body gets chopped up, there's a lot of emotional fallout that happens after a cancer diagnosis. It's a PTSD effect. And so sometimes your friends and family, a lot of times they're there for you, but they might be a little impatient. We knew we could create a safe environment for ladies to come together and be completely authentic, who they are, learn about themselves, and then actually discover this amazing power they have within themselves that sometimes cancer reveals to them, oftentimes. And so we designed some really great therapeutic group activities that we offer throughout the year just to bring ladies together in a safe place to share their stories. And really, once they learn about their own strength, they want to go on and help others.
So one of the programs that you do that I think is pretty fascinating is Scar Art. And you've won international acclaim and awards. You've won national awards and grants. You're now in the process of trying to raise money for this year's event that will be October 14th at Gallier Hall for the 33 women in the class of 2023. But tell just a little bit about the Scar Art program, because I think that that is so important and empowering.
Yeah, one of the emotional side effects is that after surgeries, ladies feel like they've been disfigured. And sometimes those scars can be emotional. Sometimes they're from the surgery. But scars are something that a lot of times women don't address. And so we created a program that allows them to really just explore their physical and or emotional scars and share those through art. They paint their scars on canvas in a group setting, and it gives them the opportunity to draw the actual shapes of them and create these amazing works of art. We've helped so many hundreds of women through this program across the country and a lot locally, and not one art piece is the same, and every scar tells a story. So these ladies get to articulate what they've been through, ladies and men, we've had men too, but they get to articulate what they've been through by showing their art. So you don't have to lift up your top and say, here's my surgery scar. You could portray what you've been through art. It's a conversation starter, and they get the participants get to see their scars as something that healed them, that the scar was actually a friend in their recovery and not something to be ashamed of. It helped them heal.
you know, to that point, 3 years ago when COVID shut the world down, the first day that everything was shut down was the day I had my thyroid cancer surgery. Had my thyroid and a couple of lymph nodes removed because it had gone into stage three. Wasn't anything I ever expected. I just knew I felt tired for several years, which a lot of people are like, how could you be tired? You're doing all these different things. I was exhausted. I was emotionally exhausted. I was physically exhausted. And I kept saying to an endocrinologist, I don't feel right. I don't feel like myself. I don't know if you need to increase my thyroid medication because I had an underproducing thyroid. But it was Dr. Shatha Murad at Baton Rouge Clinic just off the cuff said, do you want to do a ultrasound of your neck? That changed my life for the better. And, of course, I'm not real thrilled about the scar I have on my neck. But what I didn't realize was when I told my son, gosh, I feel kind of self-conscious. I've never had a scar like this that's so visible. My son said, wear it with pride, Mom. Wear it with pride. And so I do, but I also want to go through the scar art because I've had people that have come up to me and said, have you had your thyroid removed? So did my husband or so did my mother. And I've gotten to meet people. And I don't feel like maybe some other people do, but I do feel like it was a process where I suddenly realized life is short. I don't have time for anything negative. I'm removing all things that are cancerous, emotionally, spiritually, and other things out of my life. And I think a lot of women come to that realization through your programs if they did not before that. And I just love you and thank you for being so generous with your creative ability because you are so creative and so amazing. And I just really appreciate it. And you gave me the opportunity to dance your runway in honor of my mother who had died 15 years prior on October 1st. It was a chance for me to reconnect and celebrate every single woman there with you. And I love you for that. And thank you for that, Lisa.
Thank you. And that is an aspect of one of our other programs, which is the Runway Empowerment Program and what your guests would get to experience if they come October 14th to our event, because we put ladies through this professional runway training, not so that they will go out to be professional models, but so that they can start seeing themselves differently and not be identified by a disease. And they can get on that stage and dance in front of their friends and family. And the family who has been on that journey and oftentimes as sad as the woman or beat up, I mean, especially the children, they get to see their mom shining and yes, back to their self and often better than their original self. They have found this superpower and it shows through their energy and through the camaraderie of the sisterhood that we create. And that sisterhood is really what we're about, so that long after all the experiences that we offer, they have these tight-knit friendships that can sustain them because even, you know, cancer can creep back in or you could have a strange symptom or a time for another scan and you're terrified. This sisterhood is there to say a prayer, lift you up, hold you up and help you just move forward and lead a happy life.
I think it's also important, you know, nobody wants to see their mom defeated or conquered for anything at all. We need our parents to be strong and they're our superheroes. And when a child goes through that, even though my son was 21 when I went through it, it was devastating to him because he was so afraid of losing me. And so children and grandchildren need to see their mom, their grandmom. Husbands need to see their wives or their significant other or partner, see them overcome anything, and then that gives them courage. I watched my mother go through three different cancers. I watched my grandmother go through cancer. I've watched other people go through cancer. And they all looked at it with courage and grace. And sometimes we don't have that when we're around other people if you feel so devastated. So for the sake of your children, your grandchildren, your lover, your partner, your best friends, please connect in with Lisa McKenzie. Lisa, tell people how to get in touch with you so they can help spread the grace, the courage, the bravery that it takes to face some things that are insurmountable. Cancer is not the only thing you're going to face that's insurmountable. There's a million things that can happen to you that are really tough. And this is a way to show strength and grace through adversity that can be transferred into other situations, don't you think?
Oh, completely. And I mean, when you put that, when you give power to one person, it's amazing how much power they could spread to multitude. You know, we say empower one, impact many, and that's exactly what happens. I mean, these ladies enter in so sad, and the way they change over the few months that we're together with them is so transformational. They are different people. They hold their head up high. They walk through Target differently. They get out of their house. They're not depressed. So really, it is amazing what you can do when you just help one person. And if you are somebody who needs help or you want to get involved with our organization, two ways to find us. Go to our main website, which is Unite Events, and Unite is spelled funny. It's Y-O-U-N-I-G-H-T, uniteevents.com. But also the same name on Facebook. Facebook has daily updates, inspirational stories, information about our weekend retreat that's coming up for ladies in Covington, and all sorts of things that we're doing. So I really do encourage people to follow us on Facebook for a lot of daily updates.
Well, Lisa, thank you so very much for all that you pour into others, because you truly do lead by example. And a little later in the show, we're also going to have Tracy Dundas, founder of New Orleans Fashion Week, who's the first person that mentioned Unite to me. And so I really do appreciate that Tracy's going to continue to be involved and support what you do and all the people that you do it. But you also work very closely with cancer healthcare providers, people that are healing others. And we're going to be sharing more about that also. But they refer their patients and the ladies to you. And you just have a great network of people all over the state that are working toward the recovery of cancer.
Yes, it's an amazing community and so many resources, and we like to connect people to those resources. That's what we stand for.
Yes, so and these things are free to the women.
Yes, yes, all of these are gifted because of the generosity of sponsors and also hospital support. These programs are offered as emotional healing, which is a critical part of complete healing.
It sure is. Thank you so much, Lisa. And I'm sorry I didn't give you more time to talk.
No, listen, I can feel the energy and the power here. This is if our listeners today can feel the energy in the air on this. Congratulations, Lisa, on doing something so special and so life changing. Really,
life changing. Love, love, love. She pours it on.
You can feel it.
Thank you. We all know somebody impacted by cancer, or we might be cancer patients ourselves. So this is near and dear to a lot of people's hearts, and we want to be there for them.
Amen. Well, we're going to be talking to you quite often, and we're going to take a break, but then we're going to be right back with Stephen Parr. Stephen Parr is the weather czar. You might have heard him on Moon Griffon, but he's also the co-host of American Ground Radio. He just does a phenomenal job with clarifying based on what is biblical principle, and what is the Constitution? And that's how he looks at what is and isn't something that we have a right. You know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's really important. So, Alondra, we have about 2 minutes till we go to break, right?
Yes, we still have like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think is one of the most important things that each of us can do when we think about what makes America great and sharing that?
Well, first is the recognition of history.
Yeah.
Recognition of what people before us, the giants that had to go through for self-sacrifice of themselves and their families and others that they loved to really provide us the personal freedoms that we enjoy today. It's easy to forget, you know, what kind of sacrifice happened. And I'm not just talking about the greatest sacrifice, which is sacrifice of life. And that's evident to us daily. We celebrate many occasions each year. That celebrate those things or honor those people. But there are many, many others that provided additional sacrifices on a daily basis to give us those personal freedoms, to allow us to go out and do things in our community or even just raise our families the way, or worship
the way
we want to do. You know, many, many things that make up those personal freedoms.
That's right. Aren't we blessed?
More than we know.
We're so blessed, and we take it so for granted.
Absolutely.
Yep. So we're going to be right back, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Stephen Parr with American Ground Radio. He's going to be calling in, and then after that, we're going to talk to Tracy Dundas, founder of New Orleans Fashion Week. And you might be saying, what does that have to do with me? I'm in Baton Rouge. If you know somebody who is a model, a designer, a creative, a retailer, somebody that has an online business, Tracy is somebody that can connect them with others that can make a big difference in their business and in their life and in their future. So we're going to be right back. This is Betsy Barnes and Shard Richard on Talk 107.3 FM, the new flavor of talk. Stay tuned.